Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report on this Friday morning. Sitting in for Dave Dickey, Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. As we take a look at the cash hog prices, they're called steady to firm, tracking with seasonal trend and supported by improved demand for animals. The terminal markets are called steady to a dollar higher on a live basis in a very light volume test, and Peoria is called a dollar higher with a top of 33. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday. Negotiated swine purchases were 6,322 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 44 to 5801. The weighted average 5461. That was a gain of 53 cents since Wednesday. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 37.43 to 44.13, the weighted average 41.71. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 23,815, base price range 45.50 to 62.42, and the weighted average 58.62, a gain of 23 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 38.45 to 46 even, the weighted average was 44.42. Yeah, we'll take a look at the overnight trade, and we have some new export sales numbers out this morning. That's coming up, and Jackie Vakes from Stewart Peterson Group, West Bend in Wisconsin, will be doing some analysis of all of these numbers and making some predictions for today. But first, we need to get an update on agricultural weather, and with that, here's Mike Sola.
Well, thank you, Jay. Well, we do have conditions that in the short term will not be very nice. Cold conditions, still a little bit damp, not looking for heavy rain, but the persistent instability showers will still be around the area. And again, cold enough that some of the instability showers will be combined with some snowflakes across the northern portions of Illinois, Iowa, in through northern Indiana, and a little bit of mixed precipitation also possible all the way down into the southern third of the two-state area, and that will continue through the weekend before a little bit of a change in the weather pattern. It looks like for next week the active weather will start to push up towards the upper Midwest from the Pacific Northwest across the northern tier of states, and while we don't look for totally dry weather across the Corn Belt, the precipitation anticipated next week will be much lighter and, again, just not as often. So we're going to start to change around the conveyor of the storm systems and push it to the north. That will allow warmer air to start to spread in across the southern plains, south central plains, and eventually towards the second half of next week, the warmer conditions will start to take shape across the entire Corn Belt, or at least the southern two-thirds of the Corn Belt, and that will allow for soil temperatures to start to get up to that 50-degree mark. Obviously, there are areas that are just too wet to do any pre-planting work, and that should, again, start to get to be a little bit better of a condition towards the end of next week. But we still have the cold conditions to go through before we get to some limited field work across the area. Cold air mass entering the region this weekend will drop lows into the 20s and 30s, even into the lower Midwest, with frost and freezes widespread Sunday and Monday morning. Winter wheat crop in the region is not expected to advance enough to be permanently damaged, and although some leaf burning may occur, again, that does not present a problem to the overall condition of the wheat crop, and not too much going on with corn and soybeans yet. For the Delta in the southeast, the favorable period of drying will begin late today and through the weekend and into all the way through early next or through the end of next week, with little significant rain falling in the southeast for much of the next week. Many of the well-drained fields in the northern Delta will firm up enough so field work can accelerate over the next week or so. Aggressive planting likely in the southern Delta and in the southeastern states. Unseasonably cold air will arrive from the Delta in the southeast late this weekend. Frost and light freezes occurring from the far northern Delta through the northern section of Alabama and northern Georgia into portions of the Carolinas and Virginia. Temperatures should not be cold enough to cause any permanent damage to winter wheat, but vegetative growth will be burned back. Outside the U.S., we are looking at the Brazil weather conditions that will be generally a little bit on the wet side. Increasing rainfall from Rio Grande do Sul, 1 to 3 inches, and locally up some totals up to 5 inches expected over the weekend. Rainfall from Santa Catarina into Paraná will range from 3 quarters of an inch to 2.5 inch. The remainder of the forecast, not too significantly different from previous forecast. Harvest delays likely with the areas of heavy rain, but field work in most areas will likely occur around periodic showers, which is pretty normal for this time of year in Brazil. Argentina, again, no significant changes. We're looking at high temperatures in the 70s and 80s. There is a little bit more rain suggested for the late weekend forecast across areas, and temperatures a little bit warmer than suggested, and that should introduce a little more delay to field work across those areas. With a look at the growing areas, I am Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Overnight trade in Kansas City, the May wheat contract opened at 975. That was up a quarter on the open. It was down a quarter on the last trade. July at 980 and a half, up a half on the open, up nine on the last trade. Spring May wheat, I make that the July contract at 1101, was up one on the open, down three on the last trade. In Chicago, May at 925, up two and up 10 and a half. July, 941 and three quarters, up 5 and a half, up 11. September, 950, up a quarter and up 11. And December, 08, 964 and a quarter, up one on the open and up 9 and three quarters from the last trade. May corn at 595 and a quarter, up one and up 2 and three quarters from the last trade. July opened unchanged at 607 and a half, up two on the last trade. September at 613 and a half, down three quarters and up 1 and a half. December, 08, 611. That was down a quarter on the open, up 1 and a half on the last trade. The May soybeans at 13.54, down 2 and down 2 and a half. July at 13.71 and a half, down 1 and a quarter on the open, down 3 and three quarters on the last trade. August at 13.52, down 8 and up 1 and three quarters on the last trade. September opened at 13.22 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter and up 4 and a quarter on that last trade. November 08 at 12.71 and a half, up 1 half on the open, and up 3 quarters in the last trade. The May soybean meal, 352.20. Make that 352.50 on the open. That was up 30 on the open, down 170 on the last trade. July opened 50 higher, 355.50. It was down 110 on the last trade. May contract for soybean oil, 60.17. Unchanged on the open, down 10 on the last trade. In July at 60.90, unchanged on the open, down 15 on the last trade. Jackie Vakes joining us now from Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Excuse me, Jackie. What did you see in those numbers? It was kind of quiet, huh?
Well, it was an extremely quiet night, and not to be unexpected. When you look at the amount of trade that we've had, it looks to me like we've got December corn kind of in a consolidation phase. It's biding its time. It doesn't know exactly what it wants to do. People are disappointed because they expect corn to be zooming through the roof because of the weather that we've been having across the entire belt. And I think it will eventually, but for right now, who's going to be too worried about planting corn unless we end up with Illinois being on the fields first after the 1st of May sometime? And so when you look at the beans, I think we're looking at some spreading going on, but there too, the true trading range on beans right now is 50 cents. So in reality, what's 0.75 cents or what's 3 3/4 cents? It's not a big change. Beans have traded pretty strong, and November, went right up there yesterday and touched that 50-day moving average. So right at the moment, I'd say we've got some resistance in that market. On the wheat side, wheat just flops back and forth between there's rain coming in the plains and there's no rain coming in the plains, and so I expect as long as we continue to trade at a deficit to the French wheat, which they're at 10.15 and we're at 9.33, we'll still see some export sales that are going to continue. So weather.
Yeah. Wheat export sales from the USDA report up, this is for the weekend at April 3rd, up 70% from the prior week, 454,000 tons. Soybeans were up 216% at 584,000, and corn down 32% of 474,000. Anything in those numbers to be looking?
Well, I think when you look at the corn situation, I think we had plenty of people who are sitting there and they're saying, well, you know, normally as we trend into this time of year, if you're just following a chart, you know, and you're nothing more than that, you're saying that we start to usually trend down some here because we're getting into our planting time. So I think we've got guys just kind of biding their time, watching the market to see what's really going to happen. I would expect to see some pretty aggressive sales come in. But then again, you've got to take into – everything has to be relative. And when you look at those types of numbers and saying that they're down, let's look at the overall number and take a look at where we are. And we're way ahead of where we've been from a year ago.
Okay. So how about your opening calls then?
Well, my opening calls are really going to be right with what you read. We're going to be up probably 1.5 to 2.75 on corn on the open, mixed on beans. Wheat, I would have to say, is probably going to end up being mixed, too, even though it finished the night out on a relatively strong side. Cattle and hogs, basically, cattle higher on better cash. Hogs just really kind of mixed.
All right, Jackie, thanks a lot.
Yep, keep dry. Thanks.
All right, you too.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. This is WILL Urbana. It's a minute past 9:00.